Imagine the intersection of Mozart and Monty Python, or South Park and Johann Sebastian Bach. And you pretty much have Igudesman and Jew. That's virtuoso violinist Alexei Igudesman and virtuoso pianist Xiongyi Jew. Their goal is to captivate audience members and crack them up, whether they're classical music buffs or the types of folks who run for cover at the mere mention of Beethoven. Igudesman and Jew will join Dmitri Sitkovetsky and the Greensboro Symphony this Friday, April 12th at 8 o'clock in Westover Church in Greensboro for a concert titled Big Nightmare Music. They spoke with me by phone from their studios in Austria.
We both went to the Menuhin School, Yehudi Menuhin School, when we were kids. That's a school for very young, talented weirdos, actually, to be honest, in England. And we met at the age of 12. And already back then, you know, we were kind of supposed to be talented kids, and we loved music. We were passionate about music, but we were always surprised that the atmosphere in the concert hall was so stiff. Very often it was stiff and rigid and not fun. And we thought the music itself is wonderful. It's fun. It can be humorous. It can be serious. So even back then, we started thinking, how can we break out of that, still play amazing music, but combine it with theater, which was our passion back then, another passion.
We've had enough classics. No, we're going to play James Bond.
Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart. Bond.
Mozart. Bond.
Mozart.
Bond. Mozart.
Bond.
Mozart. Mozart.
Yankee, when you bring in the mysterious 007 theme during the Mozart in the opening, I just about fell out of my seat laughing.
The thing is, Alexei and I, we love all kinds of music. Even though we're serious classical musicians, we've never discriminated other types of music, pop, jazz, whatever. And if you listen to almost anything, it's possible to notice a parallel with a piece from a completely different time and a completely different language. And so this is one such example where the Mozart G minor symphony, with the changes of harmony, that you can sneak in the Bond theme, and it morphs into like one piece. And the best example of this is really I Will Survive.
Stay there! Stay there! Stay there!
And the performers, Liszt famously, used to go into the audience in the middle of his recitals and have a glass of wine with the audience, have a chat with them, then go back and play another piece. Famous story of Beethoven's Violin Concerto, first performance. The soloist did magic tricks in between the movements. Now, Beethoven probably would not have liked it, but that was the tradition. That was the way that music was being performed at the time. And this is the kind of spirit which we felt that the music was created in. And this is what we felt, Alexei and I, even students at the Menuhin School, that, you know, all these concerts resembling funerals and elitist lectures really had nothing to do with the original fun spirit.
Pianist Xiongyi Jew and violinist Alexei Igudesman. On Friday, April 12th at 8 o'clock, they'll join Dmitri Sitkovetsky and the Greensboro Symphony in Westover Church in Greensboro. It's a concert titled Big Nightmare Music. As you might have guessed, it'll be a unique show. It'll also be full of virtuosity, enchanting music, and zany, outrageous fun that's ideal for audiences ages 8 to 108, with music by Mozart, Rachmaninoff, Bach, Vivaldi, Strauss, Beethoven, and Igudesman and Jew. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll find my complete interview with Igudesman and Jew there as well. For WFUD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.